You will hear part of a talk by a man called David Barnes, who is the director of a company that will be building a new shopping mall. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Good morning to you all. Thank you for attending this press conference. My name is David Barnes, and I'm director of Shoprite Contractors, the company that will be constructing the new shopping mall. I'll begin with some practical information. As you know, construction is set to begin next month, so I'd like to start by talking about when we expect building to finish and about the overall costs of the project. I'm going to stick my neck out and say we'll meet the original targets, which is to have the mall open by July next year. I think that's entirely manageable, judging by the progress we've been making so far, which is thanks to the builders and design team working closely together. As for the costs, well, again, our estimate was £12 billion, and I'm pretty confident the final cost will not exceed that. I'd be happy to discuss further financial implications later on, if you could save any questions till the end. I'd like to move on now to our investors. What can they expect to get for the kind of money they're putting into the project? What is it that's going to make this place special? What will attract customers to the mall? Well, lots of things. For a start, there's a new railway station being built right next door, so people will be able to reach us from the city centre in under 20 minutes. Of course, we need to provide parking space for those who will be driving to visit us. The underground car park we've designed has room for 3,000 vehicles. And we're just off the motorway too, which will mean easy access for customers living up to 100 kilometres from the mall. On top of that, we've put a great deal of thought into how to make shopping easier for families with small children. One excellent idea we have is to provide nurseries, three of them in fact, so people can leave toddlers in the completely safe hands of qualified staff while they do their shopping. This means the kids are happy and the adults are content in the knowledge that their children are being well looked after. It goes without saying that we'll have the usual wide range of shopping facilities, from clothing and footwear to furniture and food, but we also intend to offer a range of other attractions in order to persuade customers to shop here. Indeed, we've put a huge amount into providing those other attractions. There's a fairground in one corner of the mall, which is aimed at providing a bit of fun for visitors. For people who aren't actually shopping, we have some other fun things on offer. For example, we have 7 cinemas showing a good range of modern films, including the latest releases. That should suit our younger visitors, but we've also come up with an idea for the older generation. In one of the cinemas, we'll show classic films from 40 or 50 years ago, twice a day, morning and afternoon. We're confident that these facilities will make the mall suitable for people of all ages to enjoy together. As you'll have read in our earlier press statement, we're also planning to make our shopping mall greener. Let me tell you a bit more about what I mean by that. People have become very demanding and prefer malls to have an open, airy atmosphere. So we're planning to have walkways between the different buildings, with flowers lining the paths, giving the impression that you're actually outdoors. And we're building a nature centre where we'll have a permanent exhibition about the ecology of the area. We're going to have models, photographs and displays to inform people about the wildlife of the local area. So, you see, it isn't simply a mall, but a day out for the whole family. I'm going to wrap things up there. But before we finish, I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have about the project. Who would like to go first?
Now you will hear part two again.
Good morning to you all. Thank you for attending this press conference. My name is David Barnes, and I'm director of ShopRite Contractors, the company that will be constructing the new shopping mall. I'll begin with some practical information. As you know, construction is set to begin next month, so I'd like to start by talking about when we expect building to finish and about the overall costs of the project. I'm going to stick my neck out and say we'll meet the original targets, which is to have the mall open by July next year. I think that's entirely manageable, judging by the progress we've been making so far, which is thanks to the builders and design team working closely together. As for the costs, well, again, our estimate was £12 billion, and I'm pretty confident the final cost will not exceed that. I'd be happy to discuss further financial implications later on, if you could save any questions till the end. I'd like to move on now to our investors. What can they expect to get for the kind of money they're putting into the project? What is it that's going to make this place special? What will attract customers to the mall? Well, lots of things. For a start, there's a new railway station being built right next door, so people will be able to reach us from the city centre in under 20 minutes. Of course, we need to provide parking space for those who will be driving to visit us. The underground car park we've designed has room for 3,000 vehicles, and we're just off the motorway too, which will mean easy access for customers living up to 100 kilometres from the mall. On top of that, we've put a great deal of thought into how to make shopping easier for families with small children. One excellent idea we have is to provide nurseries, three of them in fact, so people can leave toddlers in the completely safe hands of qualified staff while they do their shopping. This means the kids are happy and the adults are content in the knowledge that their children are being well looked after. It goes without saying that we'll have the usual wide range of shopping facilities, from clothing and footwear to furniture and food, but we also intend to offer a range of other attractions in order to persuade customers to shop here. Indeed, we've put a huge amount into providing those other attractions. There's a fairground in one corner of the mall, which is aimed at providing a bit of fun for visitors. For people who aren't actually shopping, we have some other fun things on offer. For example, we have seven cinemas showing a good range of modern films, including the latest releases. That should suit our younger visitors, but we've also come up with an idea for the older generation. In one of the cinemas, we'll show classic films from 40 or 50 years ago, twice a day, morning and afternoon. We're confident that these facilities will make the mall suitable for people of all ages to enjoy together. As you'll have read in our earlier press statement, we're also planning to make our shopping mall greener. Let me tell you a bit more about what I mean by that. People have become very demanding and prefer malls to have an open, airy atmosphere. So we're planning to have walkways between the different buildings, with flowers lining the paths, giving the impression that you're actually outdoors. And we're building a nature centre where we'll have a permanent exhibition about the ecology of the area. We're going to have models, photographs and displays to inform people about the wildlife of the local area. So, you see, it isn't simply a mall, but a day out for the whole family. I'm going to wrap things up there. But before we finish, I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have about the project. Who would like to go first?
That is the end of part two.